Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Saturday night, May the 5th, 2012. Well, here we go again. Another Saturday night podcast. And this podcast will hopefully be a really short recap of part three of a series that I'm teaching here in Glendale. And the series is called Receiving His Abundance. I'm calling these podcasts Money Matters, or if you like, Money Matters. Now, if you haven't listened to the previous two podcasts, go ahead and take the time to listen. This is really some important information about a really important topic. Now, I'm going to try to make this short because there's something that's been on my mind all day today, and I want to share it with you at the end of this podcast, okay? In part three this past Thursday, we looked at warning verses and verses of promise regarding money, wealth, prosperity, riches, abundance. You know, it's not only interesting that you find both promises and warnings on this topic in the Bible, but it's important or else God wouldn't have put them in there. You know, when you ask most people if they know a verse in the Bible about money, many, many people will answer, "Oh yeah, I know, money's the root of all evil." Well, first of all, that's not what the verse says. The verse says, the love of money is the root of all evil. But ever thought about it? Why, for so many, is that the very first thing that pops up in their head? Love of money is the root of all evil. Here's the big point I want to make with this. There are warnings and there are promises. But if all you know or all you've ever heard or been taught are the verses about warnings, then you'll have the opinion or mindset that money is bad, it's evil. Make sense? Well, sure it does. Now, let me remind you, money is not evil. Money is amoral, like a lot of things. And I think on Thursday I mentioned water. Is water evil? No, water's not evil. We drink it, we cook with it, we bathe with it. But there are warnings about water, aren't there? You ever been to the beach? How about riptides? Oh, there's a warning. If you know when a river's going to overflow its banks, okay, there's a warning. It's like fire. Is fire evil? Oh, you ever been camping and had a nice campfire? You cook on the campfire, it warms you. Fire's not evil, but there are warnings about fire, right? Sure, never leave camp without completely extinguishing your campfire. What do we tell kids? Don't play with matches. They're warnings. I mean, you can probably think of a lot of things. Your vehicle is not evil, but you see, you understand how the gas works and how the brakes work. So the Bible says that it's the love of money that's the root of all evil, and that's a warning, and that's all it is. It's simply a warning. You see, you could have $10 and love it. You could have $1 million and not love it. It's a warning not to love money. And there are a lot of warning verses in the Bible. Isn't it great? God lovingly gave us both promises as well as warnings. You know, it says in the Bible to not covet after money, not to trust in uncertain riches, not to be selfish with your abundance, not to be greedy, not to envy the prosperity of the wicked. It says, if your riches increase, then don't set your heart upon them, you know, your increased riches. It says in the Bible, don't haste to be rich. You know, get rich quick schemes. Lots of verses of warnings. Now, if that's all you've ever heard, well, you'll think that money is bad, it's evil. And people that have money, yeah, they're evil and bad, especially those rich people. Oh boy, they're the worst, aren't they? Yeah, they got all their money in some ungodly way, and those filthy, dirty rich people. But then, on the other hand, you know you got to have some money, right? So if you think that money is bad or evil, then all you need is just enough to get by, because having any more, well, that'll corrupt you. It'll be dirty. Oh, come on. It's a bunch of nonsense. You know something? There are many godly people in the Bible who were rich. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Solomon, Job, Joseph of Arimathea, many, many others. Plus, there are many verses of promises concerning prosperity. You know, it talks about God blessing you back so that your barns would be full of plenty and your presses bursting forth. It says pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It says all sufficiency in all things so that you can abound to every good work. It says for those who reverence the Lord, wealth and riches shall be in your house. You know, in fact, in Deuteronomy, God reminds them that He, God, will give you power to get wealth. So you see, there has to be a balance in life. Recognize the warnings, but don't forget the promises. Or, I can say it the other way. Recognize and believe the promises, but don't forget about the warnings. At the end of the teaching on Thursday, we looked at a record in Luke 18 where, remember when the young man came to Jesus and he said, what do I have to do to be saved? And Jesus said, well, you know what you're supposed to do, you know, keep the commandments. And the young man said, oh, I've done all of that since I was a youth. I do all that right. And the Bible says Jesus looked at him and said, you know, there's one thing you lack. Go sell everything that you have and come follow me. And the Bible says the young man went away really upset because he had great riches, great wealth. And people say, see, even Jesus thinks it was a bad idea to be rich. So, you know what? You ought to do what he told that young man to do. That's right. Everybody should do it. Sell everything you have. That's right. All right. First of all, if you've ever read this record, it's in Luke 18. This guy was a little bit into himself. You get a hint of that when Jesus said, well, go do all the commandments. He went, oh, I've done all of them since my youth. Since I was young, I do all those things. And secondly, have you ever thought about this? If he had the ability and believing to acquire wealth once, well, he could do it again, right? The problem wasn't him being rich. The context shows you he was really trusting in his riches. And that's a warning. Not a very good thing to do. You know, right after that, Peter talked with Jesus and said, hey, you know what? We've given up everything to follow you. And Jesus said, you know something? You're going to be rewarded back in this life and in the next. Remember last week's podcast on giving and receiving? Yeah, there you go. But you know what? I thought it was amusing that people who preach this section from Luke 18, that people shouldn't be rich. Yes, even Jesus thinks that you should sell everything. Jesus thinks it's a bad idea to be rich. They cite this record in Luke 18. See, Jesus told them to sell. It's so funny to me because I wonder if they've ever read the next chapter. The next chapter has Jesus traveling and Zacchaeus. He was a little short guy, so he climbed up into a tree so he could see Jesus when he was passing by. Now, the Bible says Zacchaeus was a publican, which means he was a tax collector. And the tax collectors had a reputation for dishonesty and cheating people, and nobody liked the tax collectors. Well, Zacchaeus, it says, was a chief publican, chief tax collector. And so, as the record indicates, the people thought he was a big-time sinner. Well, yeah, why not? Filthy, rich, disgusting. You see, that's why they were shocked when Jesus said, I'm coming to your house, Zacchaeus. Holy cow, he's going into his house? And there at the house, you see Zacchaeus' true heart. He was a giver. 50%. He gave 50%. You know, some people can't even get to the point of 10%. He did 50%. What a giver. And he also said that if something wasn't right, even if it wasn't his fault, you know, something inadvertently happened, he restored back four times. Four times. Gives you an indication of the great integrity of this man, the honesty of this man, the great giving heart that he had. And Jesus called him a son of Abraham, meaning he was a believer. The people thought he was a dirty, dishonest, rich person. But that's not what Jesus said. And don't you think, isn't it just amazing that in the previous chapter, Jesus told the very rich young man to go sell everything. And in the very next chapter, he says nothing of the sort to Zacchaeus. You know, in the book of Timothy, God exhorts Timothy to charge them that are rich in this world. And Paul wasn't writing to Timothy to tell him to go find every rich person in the world. Obviously, since Timothy was a leader in the church, he would be addressing believers who had wealth, riches. And so it says in Timothy, charge them that are rich in this world to go sell everything and be poor. No, it doesn't say that at all. It says, charge them that are rich in this world to not be high-minded. Don't get all egotistical. Warning, warning, riptide. And that they shouldn't trust in uncertain riches. Warning, warning, good, yeah. But they should be, you know, giving. They should be helpful. It's amazing. You know, today in our culture, it's becoming even more fashionable to criticize wealthy people. You know, they ought to give more. They can certainly afford it. You know, it's unfair for them to have so much more than me. Ooh, that sounds like when the Bible says don't be envious. Oh, okay. You know something? I know a number of wealthy people. Some are millionaires. But you know something? They're all givers, big givers. So don't be so quick to judge and criticize people that have wealth. You have no idea how hard they worked to get where they are, nor do you know how much they give and help people. You don't know. I don't know. I'll tell you what I do know. The verses of promise concerning prosperity are for anyone and everyone to recognize and accept and believe. So that's a quick recap from Thursday. And hey, I may have added a few things that I didn't say on Thursday, but I think that's okay. But before I close, something that's been on my mind today. Remember in the first podcast I shared that everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to God, including your hard-earned money. It says in the Bible, the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. All of it belongs to Him. And so when we give, we're really giving what He already gave us in the first place, right? David said exactly that in 1 Chronicles 29. Now, I mentioned that in the first Money Matters podcast. But what I was thinking today is that of all the blessings that God has given me and all the blessings that He has given you, the greatest blessing, the blessing with the most value and worth, the costliest blessing He has given us is eternal life. You couldn't buy eternal life even if you had all the money in the world. It is a gift given to us by God. He paid full price for it so that He could give it to you. All we do to receive it is to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. He's the Lord of all men who have ever lived. He's the Redeemer. He's the Savior. He's the Lord of all men. And number two, believe that God raised Him from the dead. Those two things, that's all God asks. And then we receive the greatest, the biggest gift ever, eternal life. How big is that? It's so big that our minds can't even grasp the greatness of it. So the next time you think, wow, I'm really giving a lot here, you know, I give of my time, I give of my effort, I give of my talents, my abilities, I certainly give of my money, you know, I give a lot. Well, then just stop for a minute and remember that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then when you accepted Jesus as Lord and believed in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, then God gave again and gave you eternal life. Well, that's it for this Saturday night podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and put it in down below. And remember, if you're a subscriber to the blog, well, you don't have to bookmark it or check back to see the next time I posted something, because you'll get notified personally every time I post something. And it doesn't cost you to subscribe to the blog. It's free. If you do, I'll give you a free lifetime subscription to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great weekend.